Hello and welcome to another episode of Welcome to Grad School. I am Randall.
And I'm Amin.
And we are coming to you from a abandoned classroom in our academic institution because our conference room that we liked is taken by some randos who are hanging out at school on the Saturday after the 4th of July.
There's an odd amount of people here, like more than you would expect for a Saturday after the 4th of July. We had one heck of a time trying to find an empty classroom.
I know we said that we were going to be making this bi-weekly, and we've been gone for like a month, but I had two deaths in the family, so I went home for a double funeral, and that is why we've had a pretty significant delay.
Yeah.
So sorry to all zero of our listeners about that, but we will reaffirm our resolve, I guess, to do a regular thingy out of this.
Yes, that would be an ideal resolve.
All right, so let's start out with our life and job hunt update. Amin, how is your life going?
So I have a thesis, finally.
Yay,
I think.
Claps.
Still need to do the paperwork. Should have done it like a few weeks ago, but you know, you need some time to second guess your life choices,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm going through that. I still don't have a practicum. And I still don't have a job. In all of my free time while I'm not applying for practicums or jobs, I am going through an anime phase. I have binge watched all of Shokugeki no Soma in the process of watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood with Randall and a few of our other friends.
Mm-hmm.
What else? We watched Noragami, and I've binge read all of the manga, and I need to read the new chapter that came out yesterday. Life is great.
All good things.
I love anime. My ideal man is from Oron.
Major Arms. Wait, no.
No. I wish Major Armstrong from Full Metal Alchemist was Oracle Man, but he checks off zero. Well, one, he's tall.
He's tall.
But that's the only box he checks off on. So unfortunately.
Yeah, he also doesn't check off the box of being a real life person.
I mean, that's not a requirement, you know?
I'll get you one of those like anime waifu body pillows.
Yeah.
With him on it.
My ideal man is Tamaki.
your ideal man is amiable idiot.
Yes, I love amiable idiot.
Tamaki also doesn't check off the boxes for
no,
Oracle Man.
But he is tall-ish. So that's my life. How's your life, Randall?
I had massive job drama at my practicum. Mm. At my practicum, we've been doing just making phone calls the whole time, as I mentioned in our last episode. And I don't super enjoy that, but like I had just kind of resigned myself to it. But the girl I work with, who's from another department at our program, she was kind of frustrated by it and decided to like say something to the fellowship that has placed us out at our practicum location, and so she was just saying like, for next year your fellowship should know that this is what they're using the people you give them for, just making phone calls. But then like the intern coordinator freaked out and like called our supervisor onto the carpet, and so now we've been like confiscated and taken away from our supervisor and given to someone else in the same office. But we're still working in the same office, so we're like, we've been taken away from our former supervisor, but we're still working in a cubicle like 10 feet away from where she is, and she's like not talking to us, and she's not happy. But at least we're getting meaningful work to do, because the intern coordinator for our program was like very mad that they've been given master's level workers and are using them to make phone calls.
Yeah, that sounds
rough. So it's been dicey, and I've just sort of been trying to like stay like nice to everyone's, because
yeah,
like if I'm applying for a job in this office next year, I don't want it to be a problem that I've got already standing beef with one of the people who works there.
Yeah, honestly, just being nice and like pretending there's not an issue is the best way to
go
about it at this point.
Yeah,
especially since you only have what, like a month left.
Yeah, and I'm like kind of annoyed that this lady isn't talking to us because it's not her fault what happened. It's more of her supervisor who decided to hire the interns in the first place. So I'm like, all you had to do is be like, I'm sorry it turned out this way, and it's all fine. But so like when I had a question the other day that I would normally ask her, I just, at first I was like, oh, but she's not talking to us and it's awkward. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go talk to her because I'm emotionally mature and I am not going to sit here and live in fear or something of having a socially awkward situation. So that's my moment of personal growth, I guess, for the week. Yeah. So then I'm supposed to talk about the weirdest thing that happened to me recently.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So this happened a little while ago, but it's definitely one of the weirdest things that's happened to me this year. So back in February, I was in Target buying a condolences card, and like a young lady came up to me and she said, hi, has anyone ever told you about God the Mother? And I thought in my mind, like, oh, this sounds like a cult. And so I turned to her and said, no, please tell me. I want to know about God the Mother. And so she told me, and I got the web address from them. And she was like inviting me to stuff, and I was like, oh, I definitely don't have time to join your Bible study. But then I like went onto their website, and yeah, it's like the World Mission Society of God or something. And it's a doomsday cult from like the 80s, and their founder died. And the cult is sort of like living on in this weird form of not believing that he died. Since he was supposed to be the second coming of Christ. And yeah, that's that's always awkward when that happens. Yeah. But so that was back in February. And then like recently I was in Walmart this time, and I was like walking around with headphones in, and I was having kind of like a difficult night, and I didn't want to talk to anyone. And this girl walks up to me and like waves me down and like pull out my headphones, and she's like, hey, me and my friends have a Bible study, and we, you know, we like to meet people and invite them to come with us. Has anyone ever told you about God the Mother? And I was like, yes, someone has told me about God the Mother. And she was astonished. She was flabbergasted that I already knew where this was going. And she was like, oh, well, like, do you want to come with us to a meeting and like learn more about it? And I was like, no. Nuh-uh. And I, like, pretty rudely was like, I need to go. And I just, like, you know, next time I'm trying to, since obviously there's something about me that appeals to cults, I think I'm going to pick a strategy, and I'm either going to be like, look, you're in a doomsday cult if this comes up again, mm-hmm. or I'm going to be like, I have heard about God the Mother. Would you like to hear about Wesleyan theology, my own faith tradition, and see what they say, you know?
Yeah.
Bring the light of Wesleyanism into their life, you know?
I think I like that second route.
Yeah, inspired by one of my former dance partners asking the Mormon missionaries at our campus if they would like to hear about Catholicism, a true power move.
Yeah.
So that's the weirdest thing that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Since you don't like the weird things, instead I'm going to ask you, what's your tea of the week? What are you raging about?
Oh, man. So there's a lot of things that made me upset since we last had our podcast. But
there's so much to be mad about in today's world.
There is so much to be mad about. But right now what I'm absolutely raging about is administration that makes you go in circles and doesn't know. Like, there's bad communication between different offices. So my first experience was back in, like, May when I was trying to apply for this loan thing because I'm poor, and someone in the office told me one thing, and then someone else in the same office told me another thing, and that was, like, never resolved. And then more recently, I'm trying to find, like, a practicum that fits within the requirements of a certificate that I'm trying to complete. And everyone has just been directing me to other people. Like, I talked to one person, and she was like, oh, have you tried reaching out to these two people? Because I don't know of anything. And I was like, okay. So I emailed those two people separately, and each one of them replies, oh, we don't have anything available, but have you tried reaching out to other two people that have already been listed? And it's like, yes, I have tried reaching out to them. And then their next piece of advice was, oh, well, did you look at the website? And I was like, yes, I can read.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot.
I did look at the website. Like, So yeah, moral of the story is I'm probably going to be dropping that because I am too annoyed and frustrated at, I don't know, I feel like this whole situation caused me to like waste my summer in a sense. So
it's not ideal.
No, and it's so annoying because if you're going to offer like this program that you're expecting students would want to complete, you should at least like have a hand in making sure they're not like flailing about trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, like at least offer some support.
Yeah.
Then at least next year, when all of the youngins are coming in to visit on admitted students day and whatever, we can tell them like, don't take certificate, whatever, and have your time wasted by them just like giving you the runaround on support.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just upset because I feel like now that like it's the beginning of July, I can't find like a practicum to start that like won't complete it either because it's too close to August when like fall jobs start up.
Uh-huh.
So I am genuinely considering working retail for the next month because I feel like I can't even enjoy my summer because I feel guilty spending money that I don't
have.
So yeah, catch me at your local Starbucks or Target in the next week or two.
You could work at the Starbucks that's inside of Target and get the double.
Exactly, the double experience. Plus, like, think of the, like, discount, you know?
Yeah.
It's great. I live for discounts.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, I live for cheap thrills.
Yes. Don't we all, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, can I actually add tea? I have tea this week, too.
Oh, what's your tea?
My tea is that in the large southern metropolis we live in, it is illegal to hand out food to homeless people.
Oh, yeah, that tea.
I'm so mad.
It's so stupid. Like, why would you just not want people feeding other people? Like, that makes
Because they don't
no
want
sense.
The homeless people in downtown.
But, like, where are they supposed to go? They don't even
have, supposed to die.
Ugh.
I'm pretty sure that's the plan.
I hate
it's really bad.
We live in.
I love the city we live in, but, like,
I really do not like the
city
we live in. Dear
God, why? Why? But that's my tea for the week.
I have some, I have roach update. There was a roach in my bedroom, and I wanted to, like, jump out a window. I'm not even exaggerating because I like my friend was over and I opened the door and I grabbed something and I turn around and then I saw something move from like the corner of my eye, so I turned back and I see this black thing just jump off of a wall and I'm just like staring at it for 3 seconds and then full-on scream to the point where my roommate who was in the shower came out. She was like, what happened? And yeah, I hate the city. I hate it.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I love the city.
It's very hot. There's many bugs. There's...
Yeah, but this time of year, you can say the same thing for Chicago.
I've never seen a single roach in Chicago.
I have seen roaches in Chicago.
Well, clearly you're hanging out in the wrong parts of Chicago.
Well, I'm not from your wealthy suburb.
I'm not from my wealthy suburb either, with those ears.
I mean, I'm not even from Chicago or Illinois, in fact.
Ooh, I should tell them about the little baby robins in bush.
This should have been life updates.
Yeah. So my dad, the other day, I was home actually at the same time Randall was home, but for my sister's graduation. So I was hanging out and then I leave. And then the next day, my dad being a typical dad was like, I'm going to trim the bushes. Let me pull out my chainsaw. So he pulls out his chainsaw and he's like trimming bushes when all of a sudden he's like this one bird started getting really aggressive and like tried pecking him on the head a bunch of times. And he was like, what? So he stopped and he looked in the bush and there was a nest of newly hatched baby robins and they were
precious.
So ugly and precious and my dad felt so bad. He was like, I destroyed their home, they're gonna die. And my sister was panicking too because she was like, Dad, this is why we tell you not to like trim bushes. He was like, he was about to like hack off that entire bush. So they were in like a very covered part of the bush, but now they were like kind of exposed. And yeah, my dad just felt like guilty about it. And I was like, okay, let's just like, you guys should just keep like watching. At this point, I'm back like here. And I for some reason was worried that their mom was gonna like abandon them because I thought birds have that whole smell thing, but I guess robins don't. Where, like, if you're, like, too close to them or something.
I thought,
like,
it was... I thought people only said that about handling them. Like, don't pick up, like, baby birds.
Unclear. But for some reason, I thought the mom was going to be like, oh, this is too dangerous. Must abandon children, like, right after they are hatched. Mm. And they're, like, the ugliest little things. I showed Randall, like, pictures. They're, like, they look like they're deceased. But anyway... So, mom and dad don't abandon them. They were actually snuggling with them that night. My dad thought it was cute, and so did my sister. Most likely to protect them from the rain, but it looked like they were snuggling, so they were snuggling. So, yeah, all was well, and they were thriving until this one really bad, like, rainstorm came, and one of them fell out the nest and died from the fall.
Aww.
And then the other ones were, like, barely surviving, because the nest was so tilted, like, they were at, like, threat of falling over, too. So my dad was panicking, and he's like, what do we do? What do we do? And he had this great idea of moving the whole nest into an old Easter basket we had. Because it's, like, a nest, right? There's, like...
Sure. Close yeah. enough, right?
Close enough. So he does that. Like, they move the Easter... They tie the Easter basket, like, in the... They move the nest, and, like, while my sister's holding onto the nest, my dad ties the Easter basket onto, like... where the nest was, like, the exact spot, mm-hmm. and then they put the nest into the Easter basket. The whole time, the mom bird was screaming, but she didn't attack, so I guess she was chill with it. Anyway, they're all, like, big and growing. According to my sister, they're opening their mouths, but they aren't screaming, but they're over a week old, so that part's a bit concerning.
Yeah,
but who knows? I hope all is well with their little family.
Yeah.
And they survive. They are, I have an emotional attachment to them, even though I've never seen them. As you should. They are the young, they are the small, they're baby.
They are indeed baby.
They are baby.
Anyway, so moving on from the baby bird.
Yeah.
Next, we want to talk about any updates you have about your quest for your Oracle Man. Your prophesied husband, and any progress that we've made with going through our list of people we're trying to become friends with.
For the list of friendships, I have made some progress.
Uh-huh.
I spoke to two people on that list.
Ooh.
One of them added me on LinkedIn.
That's when you know you've got their true affection.
Yeah, and right? then, you know, that's the only... They look at my Insta stories, and they added me on LinkedIn. Mm. And honestly, that's all... They're real. They're not fake like some people.
Everyone on LinkedIn is fake.
Everyone on LinkedIn is... LinkedIn's out here spilling tea recently, but I'll... That's another story for another day. LinkedIn is the place. It's like, you know how you Venmo stalk people, or how the youth are Venmo stalking people?
That's a thing.
Yeah, my sister was telling me about it.
Like,
because you can, like, deduce who's hanging out with who by who's paying who back. For what.
This is why you should make all of your transactions on Venmo private, because why would you want your friends to know? Because
it's detective work.
No, but, like, you could just, like, make them private.
I mean, if they want to, if people want to see who I'm paying, I don't care. I'm not doing anything shady, you know?
Oh, I
if
am...
it's private, you have something to hide.
You know, my all-time favorite meme that I've ever seen is, like, the animated metronome going back and forth between, on the one side, oversharing, and on the other side, being secretive for no reason.
Yeah.
And in social media, I tend to be more on the side of secretive for no reason.
Oh, I do both. I go between blocking people on social media and unblocking them within the same week.
Because
half of me is like, I don't care if they know what I'm doing. I don't talk to them anyway. And the other half is like, no, I need to post more and show them I'm living my best life, and then they'll be sorry.
I don't know that that's psychologically healthy.
Anyway, keep stalks people on LinkedIn. That's my advice. You'll find tea.
All right.
But Oracle man.
Your Oracle man, have you found your prophesied husband?
No, I have not.
None any of... candidates? Oh, we do have updates on the candidates.
God, no.
The only person who checks off the majority of the boxes is someone that Amin hates. So, of course, like, it's going to be a beautiful rom-com where it's, like, Pride and Prejudice style. They both... take, like, the worst ideas about each other to their hearts and then are proven wrong later. But we're trying to figure out if it's just that, like, we haven't bothered getting to know any of the guys in our program besides this one guy that none of us like. So maybe we should get to know some of the other guys in case one of them is
There's some fairly specific boxes, but yeah, they're pretty general too.
I mean, fairly specific being like comes from a wealthy family.
No, I meant like scar on waist or upper thigh. Like, how are we supposed to like be looking for that?
You meant things that we need to look for. Yeah. I thought you meant things that this one person checks off.
No, no. I feel like the most specific, what would you argue is the most specific?
Oh, definitely that you're going to meet them while surrounded by fish.
Yeah.
That fish will be like in the vicinity.
Or like fish symbolism. Yeah.
Yeah, go to the aquarium on your birthday.
Yeah.
And that will help.
Wait, did I say the birthday?
The birthday. Or, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. We could go river tubing. Fish and possibility of seeing the waste for scarge.
But outside.
Sacrifices must be made.
Sacrifices I need to make for this. Why can't it's like Tamaki or one of like my anime people, like General Major Armstrong? Why can't you be Oracle Man?
Yeah, river tubing, aquarium. We could go to that crayfish restaurant.
I don't like crayfish.
Sacrifices must be made, Amin.
Oh, I don't like crayfish.
Yeah, but it's equivalent exchange.
So Oracle Man is equal to me eating crayfish?
How many pounds of crayfish make up one Oracle Man?
I don't know. I hope Oracle Man doesn't weigh a lot.
Well, it's still going to be a lot of crayfish, regardless.
I think pass on Oracle Man then.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, your love does not run deep.
No, because clearly there's like no other candidates in mind. And this one candidate we thought of, I do not want him to be.
I would rather.
Oracle. Like, if he's Oracle Man, I'm just like.
You would rather die alone and with no rich husband or fortune left behind by your rich husband having died than eat.
Are you sure?
150 pounds of crayfish or something? I guess 150 would be really skinny, but like 180 like pounds of crayfish.
I don't like their little shells and their little legs.
What about at that one farmer's market we go to where you can scoop them out while they're still alive?
No.
No.
If it's like 180 pounds of like tilapia, I'd be down. But why does it have to be? Why can't we go to a tilapia restaurant?
I mean, sure, that's also fish.
Okay, I'll go to a salmon and tilapia
place. Let's just go to Red Lobster.
Is it good?
Have you not been?
No.
You haven't been to Red Lobster?
No, the only like chain restaurant type things I've been to are Chili's and Ruby Tuesday.
You're doing it wrong. Those are the two least good besides Golden Corral.
My sister likes Chili's and my dad likes Ruby Tuesday. Why are you not shaking your head?
I mean, I haven't been to Chili's in a long time, but Ruby Tuesday they don't have good vegetarian food. That's part of it. They have a decent salad bar, but anyway. We need to go to some chain restaurants, but most importantly, we gotta go to Red Lobster. Eat you some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Those biscuits in the box were good, though.
Yeah, we made the boxed ones, but they're better at the restaurant. We should go.
Okay.
We should go, like, today in our copious spare time.
Maybe not today. Maybe on, like, next Saturday, we're like, we should go today. Like, that today is fine.
Okay. Anyway, so that's Oracle Man in the friend list. My Oracle friend, my barista that I'm trying to become friends with, I am an abject failure and it's going nowhere. Last week I was at Starbucks with one of our mutual friends and she was like, "Are you going to go up and say something?" And I was like, "What is there to say? There's nothing to say. There's only, hello, can I purchase a hot beverage, or an iced beverage, I guess, but unimportant." But she was like, "You should just go up and like invite them to the movies." And I'm like, "They're gonna think I'm asking them out." It's so freaky to walk up to someone and say like, "Hello, would you like to platonically go to the movies with me? Platonically, please."
Platonic.
Please don't think it's a date.
No, I'm here for the platonic friendship.
Yeah, I am here for the platonic friendship, and I am constantly raging against the societal construct that like going up to strangers and asking them for platonic affection is like unacceptable and creepy, and there's nothing to be done. But I don't know. But if
I'm working work at the Starbucks, I could totally fill his head with crazy ideas about Rindle, and he'll hate her. It'll be great.
That would be great. That would be so. That would be honestly almost as good as becoming friends.
Yeah. Be like, "Did you know Randall likes to eat earthworms for fun?
Did you know that Randall eats human flesh for breakfast?"
Yeah, did you know she's the Zodiac killer?
Did you know Randall illegally gives out food to the homeless? What a lawbreaker.
Criminal. Honestly, I think she should be apprehended.
I'm gonna turn me into the police. But anyway, yeah, so I'm just a failure, and I don't see any reason why this is going to change, because I have literally, I'm almost to my 1 year anniversary of trying to become friends with this person, and I have seen them almost like on a weekly basis, occasionally on a daily basis, for a year, and I have not gotten past, hi, how are you doing? I'm fine, how are you? There's no hope for me.
Maybe next week, or tomorrow.
Tomorrow I am going to Starbucks.
Maybe tomorrow will be the day.
Maybe tomorrow will be the day that our beautiful friendship can form.
Yeah, and then we find out his roommate's Oracle Man.
Exactly. It'll be, perfect.
It'll be great.
So I think that covers everything.
Yeah,
I yeah, think nothing so. Else to say.
So are you going to drop out this week?
I'm thinking no. What about you?
I was genuinely considering taking a year off because of the whole practicum situation.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see how things end up next month.
You have the work study thing for this year, so you need 200 hours for your practicum. So between, you have more than enough time to do 200 hours of work.
Yeah. But, trying to find a retail job was not my ideal summer plan.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, it's okay.
Yeah, so, but you're not going to drop out? That's the,
I guess. I'm not going to drop out, but it's on thin ice.
You're on thin ice, sir. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Well,
hopefully you will obtain a job and a practicum, and I will obtain some stability in my workplace.
I just want money so I could buy myself something nice for my birthday. Is that too much to ask? I just want to buy a nice thing. You know?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
One nice thing.
One nice thing.
One nice thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well,
thank you for listening. I don't know if anyone is listening. Even our friends didn't listen all the way through the first episode.
My sister was like, nah, I'm not listening to this.
So to the void, we say thank you for listening. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
For real this time.
We will do it. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.